It took a lifetime to find the person you want to marry. Finding the perfect engagement ring is a lot easier. At BlueNile.com, you can find or design the ring you've always dreamed of with help from Blue Nile's jewelry experts who are on hand 24/7 to answer questions and the ease and convenience of shopping online. For a limited time, get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code POD at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code POD at BlueNile.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's on the way right after this.
Have you experienced the thrill of watching televised poker? It rocks. And there are few television experiences that can rival the heart-pounding excitement of a game of cards. And now, Bob and Tom Television, in cooperation with ESPN3, is about to up the ante on card game action. Move over, championship poker. Here comes World Championship Solitaire.
Now, if Larry does not come up with a red queen, he is stuck.
Well, Jim, as we can see by the graphic on the screen, he only has an 11% chance of winning this hand.
Oh, that's not good odds, Dan. What kind of solitaire player is Larry?
Well, Jim, Larry is a fairly conservative player. He's also a guy who's really into the psychology of the game. Well, there. Notice how he wears sunglasses so he can't see his own expression. Yeah, he's that good. Sometimes he's so straight-faced, he actually bluffs himself.
It's World Championship Solitaire.
Well, he really needs to see a red queen this time, or again, he is lost.
Here it goes.
Oh, no, it's a black four, and Larry has lost.
He sure has. Well, Jim, what a class act this guy is. Even though he must be upset right now, he's a good sport.
Yeah.
World Championship Solitaire, coming to Bob and Tom Television. And coming soon, it's Celebrity Solitaire. Celebrity Solitaire, featuring huge celebrities passing the time as they wait for their phones to ring.
And Scott Baio is looking for a black seven here, and he's gonna...
Hello? No, I'm busy right now. No, there's no way I could take that. Goodbye.
Excuse me, Scott, was that your agent calling with an offer?
No, it was a telemarketer. I don't want the Sunday paper delivered to my home.
Oh.
Also, coming this fall to Bob and Tom and ESPN4, catch live Pinochle, Euchre, and Gin Rummy action during the International Card Olympics, where athletes from around the world compete for trumps and gold medals.
Euchre.
Dang.
World Championship Solitaire, Celebrity Solitaire, and the International Card Olympics, only from Bob and Tom Television.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hey, Chick.
Not one song out of him today.
One big one early on.
Yeah, he played one.
Yeah, we did.
Did he?
His tribute to Josh at the porn shop.
Yeah.
Oh, that's two.
Oh, he played another one,
Voices
too.
And
Voices
the porn
in
show.
My Head.
Your
yeah, he played favorite.
Your favorite.
That's your favorite. You requested that.
Big old meanie.
Was that this morning?
Yes.
Yeah. Son of a gun.
Wow.
And oh, look, it's Jess Hooker. She's here.
Hi.
For the love advice that we're going to be dishing out here soon. There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
I'm Chick McGee, I think, and there's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much. That's right. We got Allie Breen with Sexy Time. There she is.
Going.
Oh, wait a minute. The game always begins. Oh. Where's Allie?
She's a substitute teacher. So, doesn't that look like a third grade yep. Elementary school?
Is that a swimming pool in the background?
There is. Yeah, it's a swimming pool in the background. I'm in Florida.
All right. Very good.
Have you been for a dip yet?
Let me ask you something, Allie. Do you rob banks when we don't see you? Is that like counterfeit money?
Everyone needs a side hustle.
All
yep.
right, I guess.
Is this your Airbnb? Is that where we're at?
Yeah, we're in the middle of fixing it up. I'm covered in paint. And,
oh, that's what that is.
Wow, that was a cream-colored suite.
It's
she
blue,
was
John.
I was gonna say, you gotta,
that's not a white, it's an ecru, right? Belvedere cream.
Allie Breen is a comedian, and she is also apparently a landlord.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm going to stay there.
Really?
When it's all up and running, yeah. Can't wait to go down.
Oh, yeah.
What city is it in?
Near Orlando. It's right outside it.
Okay. All right. Is it Kissimmee?
Are you in Kissimmee? Oh.
You are?
Yep.
Oh, Kissimmee. Well, that's
home of the original T-shirt shops. Those are
one
every 7 feet.
I think everywhere in Florida is home.
There's a Kissimmee, not like Kissimmee, baby.
Okay, I just saw Ron John's surf shop bumper sticker yesterday.
All right,
the things you retain.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Getting ready for more rain and longer nights? We've got you. Right now, you can earn up to $25 in bonus rewards when you buy two Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Bulbs and two Rain-X Quantum Elite Wiper Blades. More rewards and better visibility at America's number one lighting destination, AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Offer valid for AutoZone Rewards members. Restrictions apply.
Getting engaged can be stressful. Getting the right ring won't be at BlueNile.com. The jewelers at BlueNile.com have sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds and ready to ship to your door. Get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code POD at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com, code POD, for $50 off.
Now, Allie, the way the show works, I think you know this. People write Allie letters, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. Yes. They find her on the internet and various places and social media platforms, and they dive off that platform with their love troubles, and we fix them. What have we got?
Dear Allie, my husband went to a bachelor party in Vegas and has been acting very distant since. I want to know if anything happened. Should I reach out to the wives of some of his friends to see if I can get the dirt? I don't think anyone else will talk to me, and it's driving me crazy.
They will all lie. Well, I've been here.
First of all, yes. Oh, call everyone's wife and see what's up. Great. Yes.
They all lie.
In my head, I was just thinking about what a silly, awful idea that is. And Christy, I've been there. I've done it. They're going to lie to you. Yeah. No, ask him. Have you considered asking him?
He'll lie, too. Trust me.
That's what she said. Yeah,
no,
she said she thought about it, but he'll lie, I think.
He'll lie, I think. Well, how nice. Of you to have trust in your husband.
Sounds like to me he has something that he's feeling bad about.
You ever considered maybe he got a taste of freedom? He got a little bit of a whiff of not being next to you constantly, and he thought, you know what, this ain't so bad. That's why he's being distant.
This message brought to you by committophobes all over the United States of America.
Ask your husband.
Bachelor parties are such a bad idea.
Oh.
In Vegas? Let me think.
Okay.
What could go wrong?
If anything, it's cliche, but it's not necessarily a bad idea.
Is your Andy having one, Christy?
No.
Not that Christy knows of. You got the invite, right?
Oh, yeah. I love this idea.
We're putting him on a bus to Cleveland faster than you can say. What time
did you sign up for the pregame penicillin shots?
I'm going third. Yeah.
Tom, you've been to a bachelor party that was horrific.
That was the last one I ever went to.
That was the last time we saw a guy sitting on a toilet eating a sandwich. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, that does sound like a terrible bachelor.
That's not a bachelor party.
I never wanted to see a hard-boiled egg emerge from a woman.
Oh, my God.
Hell of a show.
That was,
that real?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't even dark when I left. It was so awful.
And if you're wondering...
was this in Thailand?
No. Sadly, no.
It might have been called Little Thailand. I don't know.
I will not sit here and let you besmirch Hen Lady again.
She's half hen, half woman. Yes. It's amazing.
Henrietta is beautiful.
Both the groom and both the groom and his future father-in-law had a great time. It was very, very weird. No, thank you.
Nah. You remember my bachelor party story? That was the day they put me on the stage and took all my clothes off except my underwear. And I was very, very overserved, and I was in the bathroom. And I was vomiting into the sink.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
At the strip club.
And nothing but your underwear?
And nothing but my underwear.
Oh.
And a guy comes up behind me and goes, "Chick." I will never I will never forget it. The only thing that makes that story tellable is that it happened 20 years, 30
yeah.
years
yeah, ago. Yeah, my ex-husband was there.
Yes,
yeah,
he was.
He was
no help.
The Hall of Fame, Jack, of radio presents. Okay, let's get our next letter. Allie Breen. What do we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend sometimes goes to kiss me when there's still food in his mouth.
The baby bird. I love the baby bird.
How sweet.
Try this broccoli.
He wants to share.
I think he thinks he's being cute and spontaneous, but it's really grossing me out.
Just
I don't
want
to make him feel bad about it, but honestly, I'm about to throw up if he does it again. What just, do I do?
Yeah. He's a piece of pig.
He's not necessarily a pig.
That boy is a P-I-G pig.
The next time he tries it, knee him as hard as you can in the nuts. That's just terrible.
That's gross.
Honey, I'm not going to kiss you until you don't have food in your mouth. That's all you have to say.
Yeah.
If he gets his feelings hurt, he'll get over it real quick.
Would you like to share in my mastication?
See, one of the problems is women think that men react to this kind of stuff like they do.
That's true.
He's not going to have offensive. Just because you would have your feelings hurt if he was like, hey, I don't want to kiss you right
Remember
now.
Remember that time we were having hot dogs and we were kissing and switching?
Yes! It was as romantic and sweet a moment.
And hilarious!
So, yeah, no, he's fine. Just tell him.
Yeah, just...
We're dumb. We need to be told.
Or you could try to back at him.
Oh!
Yeah.
Find out what food he really hates.
Yeah.
Hey, baby. Well, give me
a
big kiss. Chicken liver.
Oh. Oh, no.
How do you like that?
I remember a guy kissing me after eating, like, chips and guac, and it's still in my head. That's afterwards. Just the taste of food after is disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Gotta brush it through every meal.
Brush it through every meal. That's right, Matt.
Very least, stick of gum.
Brush your teeth. No, yeah. Mints are important.
I have three toothbrushes in my office right now. Two different kinds of toothpaste. Water.
Who are you kissing at work?
Who are you making out with?
Well, you leave him alone. He makes out with who he wants.
We get her early.
Okay. Well, there, I forgot about that.
Allie Breen is our guest. A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. I spell it out because you want to search it out on social media platforms to send us your love troubles. Do you ever get any disturbing letters, too disturbing to even read on this show, Allie?
Occasionally, yeah, for sure. Usually just too dirty to read, but some of them can be disturbing.
Gotcha.
Intriguing at all?
Maybe a little intriguing. Like this next one, actually, I have to dance around. I'm not sure.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I spoke too soon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. This is borderline too dirty and borderline disturbing. Here we go. Dear Allie, I just found out my boyfriend used to, I don't know if I can say this, so I'm going to say circle work.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they sometimes would use their mouths.
Okay.
He insists it was just a good time and that he's not gay at all. I don't know whether to believe him and let it go.
Wait.
I don't think I'm following.
Okay. So instead of
I'll make it clear to you.
Yes.
So
okay.
Instead of them being a jerk about it.
Right.
Yeah. In a circle.
They're doing it orally.
With their
Who's they?
He and his buddies.
He and his buddies. Guys. Well, you have to have a circle.
And actually, let me rephrase that. He and his very good friend. Loyal.
And we've eaten hot dogs out of each other's mouths. And we think this is disturbing.
It's got to be more than four, because that would be a rectangle.
This is tricky. This guy.
So he says, hey, look, honey.
My favorite part is, what does he tell her?
I'm not gay. So he says, I'm not gay, honey. This is just something we used to do, and she's concerned? Or what's...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, and she's concerned.
I'm concerned, and I don't know either one.
I have a couple questions. How well decorated is his apartment?
Oh. How did this come up?
Well, I have to give him credit for being honest about it.
How did it come up? Wow. You know, babe, that was great, but you're not as good as Larry.
Jeez.
Less teeth.
He was playing Liza Minnelli in the background.
Oh, my God.
Give it a shot. Let me show you how I...
Hey, brush your teeth, Steve. You got great grape nuts on
you're
my...
Really, that was a really good try, but Larry, come in here. Let me show you.
Wow.
Boy, oh boy.
You know what does she want us to do with this?
Oh, my God.
She wants to know if she if it's a red flag or if she should just take him at his word and
believe. It's a rainbow flag.
Which is fine.
Yeah, which is great. Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
You know what? I think if he was so honest about that, I mean, I don't think he would bring it up.
Yeah, I kind of don't either.
Yeah. But do you think that maybe he's telling her because he doesn't want to like come right out and say, hey, I want to leave you for guys? He'd rather her break up with him?
I don't know.
So he told her.
Everything's possible.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
Go online and Google pegging.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we don't know that he's into that.
And then
we don't know that.
Christmas, you've got the perfect gift.
I don't think you have to worry until he hands you a fake mustache. Hey, put this on, will you, babe?
Do you remember that show, that movie, Let Sleeping Dogs Lie, the Bobcat director?
Oh, yes.
That's what because that's how that starts. Uh-huh. She's sitting around trying to be honest. Trying to be honest, and it turns out she had an oral conversation.
No need to.
There's some things you just don't need to tell your next partner. You just keep them a secret. That's okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to share.
There are some, I never used to believe this, but I certainly do now. There are some things you don't want to know, and you're better off not
knowing.
Right,
yeah.
Yes. That is something.
I've got some... I have some really good ideas for gag gifts. Gag gifts for this guy.
Evidently, he doesn't worry about gagging.
Get him five boxes of crackers, one for him and each of his buddies.
Oh man.
Holy hell!
You got to eat the crackers.
I wonder if she knows the buddies. Oh. That's another thing. Every time he's like, "I'm going out with Doug," I'd be like, "Ooh,
yeah, are you?"
Don't let him kiss you on the cheek. Can we have another letter?
Okay, one more. We need a palate cleanser.
Palate cleanser.
So does this guy.
Good Lord.
Oh, dear Allie, my boyfriend's dog was tearing something up last night, and I stayed over. When my boyfriend went to work, I cleaned up the house the next morning, and it seems like it was a shredded thong that wasn't mine. Oh. How do I handle this?
So the evidence is not even clear as to what it is. Seems like it was a shredded thong that wasn't mine. Mm. Boy,
if it was the previous letter, it could be his.
I guess
banana hammock.
Just confront him. I don't know.
That's true.
I mean, what's the?
Yeah,
you could just save it and go. Hey, honey, I found this. What do you think it is? Or
yeah,
you could say my mom was in from out of town. She slept in the guest room and left her panties there.
This chick's not going to believe him.
I was saving them for a special occasion.
His mother's thong. I love that album.
Stacy's mom.
Oh, God. Stacy's mom's got it going on.
Allie, I can barely stand it. Let's do one more letter.
Dear Allie, I made out with a married man and then just after met his wife. I wasn't that into him, but then I saw that she's very hot and now it makes me want him even more. Is that weird? Is that a weird toxic trait or is this normal?
You're insane.
You know, anybody who knows the show knows Tom and I don't agree on anything. Yeah, you need to go to a team of people and have them do some.
I think she's insane.
No, she's out of her mind.
I think that's kind of normal, though. They had that whole Seinfeld episode where George was with a hot girl and all of a sudden all the hot girls
wanted
him.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
Is that true?
I think that's based on reality.
It is a thing.
I think it is. Yes. Yeah.
You've got to be. Women are so
wonderful, aren't they?
Raises the intrigue.
Demons.
We're horrible.
We're
awful people.
Yeah. So it's not the guy himself. It's the fact that someone else is interested in him that makes her interested.
Or the fact that he thinks she's hot and the woman is so hot that it makes her feel hotter.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how our brains work, guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe
the
three of you can get together and not ruin three other people's lives.
Yeah, maybe you can bowl with that guy.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
Baby S is giving me money-making moves in the world.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to have one kid who's like, I want to just live in a box and do, like, artistic dancing and paint. Ocean's going to be like, it doesn't matter if I'm broke, Mom. I'm passionate about it. And Baby S is going to be the one that says, passion doesn't pay bills, Ocean.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.